Ah, the Ascension. It's one of those feast days that have kind of bounced around a little bit within our liturgical year, and some of the practices and the ways that we have imagined it in artwork probably haven't been all that helpful. When I was a kid, there was an image of it in our church, and there was just this, you know, group of disciples gathered around on the top of the mountain, staring up, and there was the cloud, and it was just the foot of Jesus kind of poking out underneath the cloud as he was ascending away from earth, going to be with the Lord. At that time also, we would extinguish the Paschal candle on this Sunday, because it was the sense that he was leaving, he had gone, he was going somewhere else. And of course, we literally would celebrate it on the 40th day. So we had Ascension Thursday, and some countries still have Ascension Thursday to this day. So Australia, back in 1992, was one of the first countries to petition the Vatican to say, can we move it from the Thursday to the Sunday to begin this season of what I call the random feasts, Ascension and Pentecost and Trinity and the Corpus Christi and the Immaculate and Sacred Hearts of Jesus over the next 5 weeks. But all of these things that imagine that this is about Jesus leaving us, Jesus going home, or as we might imagine it now, that this is the Sunday that Jesus begins to work from home. Rather than being here at the office, he's gone back to the Father to work from there. But if we think of it in terms of Jesus not being here, we miss so much of the point of what the Ascension is about. For Jesus to be there in the Father's glory, to be seated at his right hand in the heavenly council, is not a sign of his absence, because heaven isn't a physical place somewhere else. Heaven is the reality where God's will is done, where God is worshipped, where God is available to us. And so for us, we celebrate today not a moment of absence, but a moment of new presence, a new way that Jesus is available to us. No longer bound by his human nature, no longer bound to one particular place in human history, no longer bound to one location, one language, one community. Paul kind of gets a sense of this in our second reading today from Ephesians, when he reminds us that this is the gift that Jesus is opening to us, this possibility of finally being united, of forming and fashioning one people and one faith and one Lord, celebrated through one baptism, that all of these mysteries come together. Because when we experience his presence, when we realize that he's available to us, when he's right here before us, no longer limited, but now the presence of God is amazingly, beautifully available to us, then we can begin to live the life that we're meant to live, to receive those gifts, some as teachers, some as prophets, some as healers, some as evangelists. In whatever way the Lord might reveal God's self to you, whatever way he might stir within you this desire to serve, the point is to serve. The point is to respond. The point is to be that presence in the world. It doesn't really matter when that moment of the Ascension happened. If you read the Gospel of Luke, at the end of chapter 24, the same author that gives us the description that it happened 40 days after the resurrection, in Luke's Gospel, it happens on the day of resurrection. Jesus, as he gathers all the disciples together after he met the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they're all back in the upper room, and they go then, presumably in the middle of the night, to the Mount, to Bethany, and it's there that Jesus ascends. In the Gospel of John, this doesn't seem to need to be a particular moment, because all of these mysteries kind of come together on the cross as he pours out the Spirit upon the church. That celebration of Pentecost is there on Easter Sunday day when he again breathes the gift of the Holy Spirit upon the church. That's the moment when all these things are able to be present. We shouldn't get caught up in the fundamentalist kind of idea that we can fix it all to particular days and dates and times and seasons. This is the Spirit, and the Spirit does whatever the Spirit wants. And so calling us into this presence, calling us into life with God. So as we enter into this final week of this season of Easter, as we long for the gift of the Holy Spirit, let's indeed rejoice in the ways that God is present among us. And let's allow that presence to inspire within us this desire for more of the Holy Spirit, this desire to be refreshed and renewed in our love and life with God, to allow His love to hold us and to sustain us so that we can indeed be His community, be His people, and go into the world to share the wonder of His love. So Lord, we ask Your blessing to be upon all those who are called mum and for those who still wait to be a mum. Thank You for the numerous spiritual children You have given to so many spiritual mums and mentors. Fill this day with favour and grace as we honour all mothers. We ask for comfort for those who are grieving loss and heartache, especially the loss of a child on this day. We ask for strength for those who wait for children to come back home. We pray in gratitude for all our mothers who have died and wait for the new heavens and the new earth. We ask for healing for those who have been hurt by relationships that were intended to be loving and nurturing. We ask for faith for those who will someday be mums, who find themselves on a journey that seems so hard. We ask for great encouragement and grace to cover those who have made a brave and loving choice of adoption. We ask for incredible provision and care over every single parent mum who works so hard on behalf of her children. We pray for those women who, though they do not have physical children, have the gift of being amazing hope bringers to so many spiritual children they've been blessed to nurture through these years. Loving God, we thank You for the gift of life. And today we pray for refreshing, for joy, for grace, for wisdom, for great peace, for all mothers, for mums-to-be, and for women who lead and nurture. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.